That is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats here on 98.3 The Penguin. Their breakout song, SOB. He's asking for somebody to give him a drink, apropos for us to be chatting with our new special guest joining us here in the studio to talk about Drum Trout Brewing Company recently having opened their doors. We get the great pleasure of shining our local voices spotlight on members of the community, new businesses, and we're happy to say thanks to Excite Credit Union for sponsoring these Local Voices Spotlight. They are the leader in local business and banking solutions. With that, let me give a big warm Penguin Igloo welcome to Joe and Allie Bagwell from Drum Trout Brewing Company. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Guy and gal. First of all, just congratulations on opening your new business. I can only imagine how... Well, probably what a long road it's been, just a little bit of the background I know, but how pretty cool to have it finally come to fruition.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a long road, but we are happy to be here and up and running and ready to serve the community that we love so much.
Some nice cold beer. All right, so for any of you that haven't heard about Drum Trout Brewing Company or where they are, we're going to give you a little bit of background and help you get to know what they've got going on. You guys opened, I guess, around Memorial Day. You decided to tackle this project after your own path in the industry a little bit. Some start at Bill's front porch. Just give everybody out there a little bit of your story, a little bit of background on how this idea was all born and what got you to here.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long road, like we said, but Allie's been in the service industry for a long time and pretty much had that figured out, and she got the opportunity to go over to Bill's when they were starting up their tap room, and it was a great experience for her, and I was pretty envious of her job in the industry, and I was a past home brewer and always had a passion and wanted to be in the industry. It just never really lined up, and things did actually line up, and I got an opportunity to be an assistant brewer over there, and it was a great experience for me and everybody, the Mussers and Jim over at Bill's. It just was a great experience and learned a lot and kind of really fell in love with the industry and wanted to do something on our own one day.
And that is a big decision to make, to come to. And what made you go ahead and take the plunge?
Oh, man.
Probably learning that we were expecting our son and kind of realizing that maybe we needed to get serious about it if we wanted to do something, because we were about to get a whole lot busier. And if we were waiting for a time to be ready, it wasn't going to happen any sooner than that. So we decided to go ahead and start making it a reality.
Yeah. Make it happen, right?
That's fantastic. And of course, a great incentive there, right? And now to start a business that hopefully can grow and perhaps be something, well, to provide for your son and who knows for the future, yeah. Maybe give him a business to step into.
Yeah, he's a little brew dude. He's in there helping us all the time. And
get him to start cleaning some kegs for us, maybe.
Yeah, he is freeloading a little bit and he's starting his keep. But
so talk a little bit about the name of the business, Drum Trout Brewing. I love the logo, folks. If you haven't seen it yet, you got to go take a look. But whoever created that, it's a fish, but he looks like he's hop leaves instead of gills and scales, right?
Yeah, he's kind of become our logo guy, and Jared Weinstein was the one that designed that for us in town. He does great work, and it was cool to see his process building us that brand and getting that. It looks great on a shirt, and it just has been really fun. We're enjoying them.
It really is. I can tell now. And I was having to ask, I'm not a fisherwoman or fisherman. I was asking Ryan, who is your rep. I was like, now, is drum trout's not an actual fish? There's drum and there's trout,
right.
But you guys kind of created your own hybrid, and now you've got your logo as a hybrid of a beer fish kind of, but it's really cool looking. Give everybody a little insight into that.
So the name came from, we had a skiff that had a used skiff that had a hand-painted fish on the console, and it became faded over time, and we would name the boat. We came up with names, you know, clever names for the boat, and we had friends that somehow the name Drum Trout got coined, and it just kind of stuck, and we couldn't really shake it, so we just embraced it on the boat. And then when it was coming time to figure out, all right, who do we want to be as a brewery, and I probably threw 100 different names at Allie. I, you know, spend long hours thinking, oh, what are we going to, oh, this is clever. No, she says you're trying too hard. So we just ended up, you know,
I said, what about drum trout?
Yeah,
you said, nobody's going to know what that is. It doesn't make any sense. I said, it doesn't have to make sense.
That's right.
It makes sense to us.
And it just kind of stuck, and we've really enjoyed it. And it's been fun to see everybody else get excited about it.
Well, yeah, and your buddy who did the logo, like, created the vision, you know, took what was in your head and kind of made that. I mean, like, how awesome to see that come together.
It was, yeah.
Because it is a great looking logo. I love it. For anybody that doesn't know, this is Allie and Joe Bagwell of Drum Trout Brewing, who recently opened a few months back. You're over in the Pine Valley area, right? Near Slice of Life and Cafe Chinois?
Yep, exactly. Kinda, Fulton Station, yeah. 17th and College.
So plenty of great things happening over there. I know Ray from Slice and Miss Nikki from Indochine and Cafe Chinois. So what a great addition you guys, I know, are offering over there. And there's really, with a brewery boom we have had here in the recent years, but that was like a hole, wasn't it?
Exactly. We kind of knew that when we were looking for places, and we knew that we wanted a neighborhood feel. You know, we love our downtown, we love our beach, but we live in the Monkey Junction, Myrtle Grove area, and we wanted something local to us and a place where people who live in that area can just kind of jump on down, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a big to-do to get out to a brewery and
right.
go enjoy a craft beverage.
Right. So you've filled a nice little spot where it was definitely needed. We are chatting, as I said, with Allie and Joe Bagwell from Drum Trout Brewing Company. We are going to take a little musical interlude, and then we've got more to give you some scoop on the upcoming events they have. And, of course, we got to talk about the beer. And to set the stage for that, we've got a great little comical number. Rolling in the Hay is known for their funny ones. This one's called Craft Beer here on the Penguin. Cold beer. Leave it to Rolling in the Hay to write a great song about craft beer. A song that we need here in the Port City after the explosion we've had of breweries and bottle shops in the recent years. I have the great pleasure of being joined right now by Allie and Joe Bagwell of the recently opened Drum Trout Brewing Company. Right over in the Pine Valley area, if you go to the Slice of Life over there, you know where that is. Cafe Chinois is kind of their zone. And we'll just elaborate a little bit more. You guys were talking about really sort of your vision, because you kind of live over that way, and like you really needed something for your neighborhood. And so you're like, well, okay, we'll just do it. We'll open a brewery. But that neighborhood feel, talk about why that was important for you.
I think, like you mentioned, it's just nice to have something within striking distance. You don't have to make a huge effort to go always, you know, it's great to go downtown. It's great to go to different places, but we wanted something within striking distance of a lot of people's homes. And it's just been nice to see the same neighbors come in and then bring in new friends. And we've just been encouraged by the acceptance we've had from the community. So
yeah, we've built quite the little family down there. We have a good regular crew that we see all the time, and it's just been really good.
Yeah, that's special stuff, and kudos to you for seeing that spot. Obviously, if you live in that area, you kind of know what was there and what wasn't, mm-hmm. and what was missing. And I'm just always impressed by folks that we get to sit in here and talk with that like take the initiative to like, okay, we will start a business. Mm-hmm. We're gonna take the plunge.
I still can't believe it sometimes.
I bet. So let's talk a little bit about the beer. You guys are really doing things on a little bit of a smaller scale intentionally. You really kind of want to be able to nuance it and change it up quite a bit. Talk a little bit about the beer for everybody out there.
Yeah, it's been, we're on a 3-barrel system. So, I mean, our batches are small. You know, it's a lot of effort that goes into creating each of these batches. And we're just exploring different genres of beer and different recipe formulations right now, and having a lot of fun with it. And our initial batches have been well received, so we've just been building off of those and trying to bring new ones every other week or so, new beers, and always experimenting, but also getting back to kind of basic styles and stuff. We released a Kolsch last week, I guess, and that's been a nice steady seller. But we've got IPAs and hazies and
seltzer.
Yeah, we make our own seltzer as well.
Nice.
So that's kind of been a rotating flavor. Really, yeah, enjoying it. We got an Imperial Stout coming up, you know, colder weather.
Yep.
Figure let's get some dark beers out there. And
that's right.
It's been really cool to just keep creating and seeing people enjoy the creation.
And to get to experiment that way. But when you do things kind of on smaller scale, and that means you are doing new stuff, that probably keeps you pretty inspired.
Sure. And we've gotten kind of weird with it. We've got some fun things coming up. We got a couple barrel-aged beers that should be coming out, and coffees, coffee imperial stout, and but yeah, it's been still learning. It's a continuing education, as we say. Right. So we're constantly, you know, learning and expanding our beer knowledge every day.
And you know, it's funny, we were talking off air about, well, you guys, you went to NC State engineering degree. And here you are kind of, we were talking like, and Allie has a psych degree like I do. And we were all in Raleigh, not necessarily at the same time. I know I came before you did. But you know, it's funny how life can just go. I mean, here I am 14 years sitting in this seat, although I have a master's in counseling and had a whole other life, before, you know, you have an engineering degree, which I'm sure you've been able to put to use some in this new endeavor.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, everything kind of is being used. All the skills that we've gathered throughout our life, multifaceted people.
This is what we were training for.
Yeah, we're both wearing a lot of hats right now. So there's a constantly new roles to fill. And I've done a lot of kind of the minor construction myself. And that's been, a lot of work. But it's just constantly something new that needs to be fixed or right. improved or repaired.
We're not bored.
Right, yeah, right.
We stay very busy.
And Allie, I guess you can use that psych degree behind the bar, perhaps sometimes helping out folks coming to hang.
I have been for about 20 years now.
Right.
I do love meeting people and talking to people, and I get behind the bar as often as I can. You know, I like to let our staff do their thing, but
sure.
I think it's nice to be back there and make connections with people and get to explain, you know, where this all came from and to tell our story and to make new friends. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. And building community.
Yeah, absolutely.
What you're doing, and you're really doing it in a spot over there in town that was that did have a kind of a gaping hole.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Now, I guess you've got some events coming up. An official sort of a grand opening and kind of tying in with Halloween.
Yeah,
what's cooking over there?
We're planning a little fall kind of festival event on the 22nd, where it's definitely still in its infancy, but we want to do a chili cook-off, some pumpkin decorating for families and adults, give away some prizes, and just really kind of put ourselves out there and let everybody know we're here, and we can't wait to meet everyone.
So that is coming up a couple Saturdays away, I guess, the 22nd.
That's right.
Yeah. So make plans, folks, to go check out Drum Trout Brewing Company over there if you haven't. Again, I'm looking at his hat. You guys have got to go online and look at the logo. Your buddy crushed that. I just love it.
Jared did an incredible job for us.
Yeah, he really did. The hop leaves as the fish scales. Just perfect.
He's got his own little personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Drum Trout Brewing Company recently opened over there near it's Fulton Square, Fulton Station.
Station. Yep.
Fulton Station. If you know where the Slice of Life is there at College and 17th Extension, Cafe Chinois over there. What a great new addition. Now, you guys will have, there's some food nearby for folks, but you'll have some food trucks hanging around over there. You got outside seating too, right? Your interior, just pictures I've seen. The beautiful, it looks like you're walking on water. Is that right?
That was the goal. We wanted it to look like Wrightsville Beach water. That kind of teal, green, blue, beautiful color that we all know and love.
Yes. So beautiful spot to go see. Bring the kids or don't. It's up to you. Either way, it's for everybody over there. Allie and Joe Bagwell with Drum Trout Brewing Company. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks, thank you, Kim.
And thanks for contributing to our community.
Hey.
And giving us all some nice cold beverages to enjoy as well.
Cheers.
Check them out. Mark your calendars for the 22nd. If you haven't been over there by then, make sure you get over on the 22nd. All right. Thanks again to Excite Credit Union for sponsoring our Local Voices Spotlight. They are the local leader in business and banking solutions. And we will just keep the tunes rolling right after this here on The Penguin.